And we are live at Gateway Park. And, you know, we have not been here for a number of years, and we had to bring on the fly over here this year because they have a new venue here within Gateway Park, the Vertical Lift Center, and it's a brand new concept, and there's some new sponsors, and it's just a melting pot of exciting people and things to do over here. And so it's Saturday. It's a comfortable day. The clouds are starting to clear up. It's going to be a great air show today. And Wren Scott is the EA VP of Business Development and Events. So this is really your baby, Wren. And what do you think of this new center? Tell us about how this came to be. And what benefits it's going to bring to AirVenture.
Sure. Well, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you having me today. You're exactly right. The Vertical Lift Center here in Aviation Gateway Park is a fantastic way to highlight all things vertical lift. And that's everything from helicopters to drones to eVTOLs to anything else that flies straight up and straight down. And what we've done is we've partnered with both VAI and Robinson Helicopter to really bring this to light. And they've got a fantastic reach out into the vertical lift community with all things in the industry. And we've developed this vertical lift center to show what the possibilities are for all of the folks coming through Aviation Gateway Park in a light of what are the possibilities, what careers could I get into, what technology is out there, what's innovative, and it's really turned out fantastic this year. We're excited about it.
Well, and in aviation, of course, this vertical lift technology is screaming onto the forefront with a lot of development and ideas and concepts, and we're going to talk to some key players this hour in that venue, but this is your chance also to plug the rest of your venue here as well.
Yeah, so Aviation Gateway Park is designed to be that step in between youth learning about aviation and the possibilities that there are for careers. In Aviation Gateway Park, you'll find everything from companies and airlines recruiting to colleges and universities telling you what programs they have, to military personnel telling you what they have to offer, and then everything else in between. So really the thought behind AGP, Aviation Gateway Park, is to be that stepping stone in between a kid learning about what are my options, what are the possibilities, what's the wide world of aviation look like, and then how do I get there by talking to the folks out here.
Yeah, that's perfect. And you see, I was just commenting to you before we started the show, look at all the smiles. There's a lot of smiles over here. The young people are obviously the future of aviation, and having them here and having EAA provide at AirVenture things for them to see, to do, to explore is magic.
You're exactly right. And we at EAA see the benefit of exciting young people and getting them knowledgeable and passionate about aviation like the rest of us are. And the free youth admission goes a long way to draw those people to AirVenture.
Thank you, Boeing.
Yeah, thank you, Boeing. That's right. And without that, you know, it would kind of be status quo, but we have the opportunity to do that, which allows more families to bring their kids here to really show them what the aviation industry has to offer.
Right. Well, we're here in one of your venues, but of course you're responsible for a lot of things. With the time that we have left together here, you and I, tell me about some of the other exciting things in your purview. I think event space and sponsorships are up this year.
Yep.
And I think you said you even sold out this year.
Yeah, so from an exhibit standpoint, we did sell out this year, which is it's always exciting when that happens.
Yeah.
But it does hurt when we have to say, hey, sorry, you know, let's look at the following year. So that was an issue we had to deal with. But, you know, next year's a new year, and we'll look to get all those folks back in here. But nonetheless, it's nice when we're full.
Yeah.
And then from the sponsorship world, you're exactly right. There's a lot of key players in the aviation world that have stepped up and are really finding tremendous value in having a presence at EAA, logo placement, brand awareness, prime exhibit space, whatever it might be. So we're excited about all of those that have come together for this year as well. There's really a lot of new and innovative and exciting things that are happening around the grounds, and it doesn't take long to look around or walk around and see those things. I think we've put on a world-class show again this
year.
You
sure have. Another thing I like to ask, I call them EAA head shedders, which you're one of the head shedders, setting up in the head shed, is looking forward past AirVenture, because, I mean, we have one more day left tomorrow.
Yep.
Looking forward, what kind of things are you guys looking at and planning for next year?
Sure. So, I mean, just to put that into context, AirVenture is over tomorrow, and then we sit down and begin planning for AirVenture 27 in about 12 days.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's so that happens pretty quick. But a couple of things that are on the horizon is to continue to grow and expand the vertical lift presence. That's an A priority for us. I think this is a fantastic starting point with a lot of runway ahead of us. And then also probably the biggest, most exciting thing that we have for 27 on the radar is the addition of Discovery Park.
Right.
So Discovery Park is going to be the relocation of Kid Venture over to the ground, so inside the fence. It'll be located actually right behind us in between where we are right now in the Blue Barn. And what that's going to do is it's going to give us the room to bring all of Kid Venture into world-class air-conditioned space. It'll give us room for teen activities. It'll give us room for a variety of other things that will further excite the youth and the kids that'll be in the industry in just a few years. So we're really excited about what that's going or what's going to be going on with that. We're in the middle of a campaign project or a campaign project right now for that one. Support for this project is going to be critically important to make sure that it actually comes to fruition. But we're off to a fantastic start and looking forward to doing or having the ribbon cutting 1 year from now.
Here at AirVenture.
That's the plan.
Yeah. You've already had the groundbreaking, am I right?
Yep. Yep. We had that on Monday. Really, really well attended. A lot of excitement about it. A lot of buzz in the air around the grounds this week on what's coming. So, yep, that happened this past Monday.
Right. Now, Ren, if somebody wants, if they're excited about this idea of this growth of AeroEducate and of the space, how do they get in touch with EAA or make their funds available to you?
Sure.
What's an easy path?
Absolutely. So the easiest path is to reach out to EAA's foundation team or just call the 800 number and they'll connect you with the foundation team. But there's a wide range of ways to be involved, both small and large, depending on what the means are. But every little bit helps, and our foundation team is the one who's running points on that project.
Right. So it's exciting that you are literally breaking ground in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And you mentioned to me that they've promised it to be ready for 2027.
Yep.
So that's a big thing. What else on the grounds? It sounds like you're going to try and expand exhibitor space and things like that, as always. Because if there's a demand that you
yep.
can't fill, if people want to come here and exhibit themselves to this wonderful group of us that are EAAers, I know that you're going to try and find a way to make that happen.
Yep. Yeah, so it's there's not an easy answer to that one because there's only so much real estate. So that
it's one of those shell games.
Yeah,
move
exactly.
Things around here,
the huge jigsaw puzzle spread out over 1,600 acres.
Yeah.
We love the challenge of it. We love being able to get creative with it. And that's going to be part of the whiteboard process that that will begin in just a couple weeks. Now, you know, we've got some ideas. We've got some things that we would like to do, but continuing to grow, continuing to expand. And so that way we can really welcome anybody that wants to have a part of what we have going on here into the fold. We're going to try to make that happen.
Yeah, which is fantastic for everybody. You know, not just for EAA, which is our organization.
Yep.
Of course, we have to remind ourselves and everybody that this is a nonprofit, member-driven organization. It exists for the value of all the members collectively.
Yep.
So thank you for the work you do, Ren, because it's a lot of work, I know. And so just real quickly before we wrap up your segment here, I know you're going to start looking at 27, 12 days after, because it's all fresh in your head.
Yeah.
A lot of ideas come to mind when you're here
at
the show. But what about the rest of the year? So there's a lot of things to do. What do you do throughout the normal part of the year?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of it is AirVenture planning, but you know, don't sell EAA short on that one by any means, because as you mentioned, we're a membership organization of 300,000 plus members, 900 chapters, youth programming happening all across the country, you know, through our chapters and programming that we support however we can and the best way we can. You know, youth programming, youth engagement is always a big one to us. So there'll be quite a bit of focus placed on that. But expanding programs too for our current members, our current pilots, our current builders, all of those folks out there. So we have an entire dedicated team that is always working to expand and create new programs and projects for everybody who's part of EAA.
Excellent. Well, Ren Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us on EAA Radio today. Thank you for what you do for us as the members. And we're going to take a break, and you've lined up some people for us to talk to from Vertical, and we're going to do that next. You're listening to EAA Radio.